Now, Rav Nosson Zal goes back to our topic of melamdim, of teaching Torah and studying Torah. Paragraph Dalet. Vezeh bechinas ben uben haben. This is also tied into what we mentioned earlier, that the most important concept of teaching Torah is teaching it to your son and to your grandson. That's the first priority, if possible. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, vohidatom levonecho vilevnei vonecho. Ki kol echod veechod mi Yisrael tzorech lekadesh atzmoi begdushas habris, kedei sheyizke levarer hazikoroin. We mentioned this earlier. Each and every single Jew has to purify himself in tikkun habris, in purity, in the relationship between men and women, in order to be zoiche to a clear zikoroin, to be able to have pure thoughts, to be able to remember what he's supposed to remember and forget what he's supposed to forget. Bechinas ben zohar. And we mentioned earlier that zikoroin also refers to a zohar, a male child. Levarer koyach hamedame kanal. And by sorting out and purifying the medame, being able to extract the good from it and discard the bad. Because we said that medame is a mix of good and bad, like the Eitz Hadas Toivora. Utzrichin levarer hazikoroin. We have to purify our machshava, our thoughts, this zikoroin, shehu bechinas ben zohar, which is synonymous with a male child, bebirur achar birur. We have to go through refinement after refinement, another refinement and another refinement, just like when you're refining gold. It goes through one purification, then another purification. Ki lizkois lezikoroin tzrichen lahachnia uleshaber shnei dvorim. Because Rav Nosson Zal explains now, in order for a person to be zeichet to zikoroin digdusha, he has to be able to defeat and destroy two things. Number one, hainu leshaber bechinas ra'ayin. He has to be able to destroy and eliminate the evil eye. V'achar kach, and after that, leshaber koyach hamedame, to break the power of the medame, the control of the yetzahara, that false goodness, shehu gam kein pegam hoinayim kanal, which is also a pegam in the eyes. The koyach hamedame also represents a defectiveness in the eyes, where a person looking at things in this world that are dressed up to look beautiful and wonderful, and he doesn't know that it's bitter, it's poisonous, it's deadly, Rachmona Lislan. Ve'elu hashtei klipois. These two klipois, which are the ra'ayin and the koyach hamedame, heim bechinas train anonin demechasyan alainin. These correspond to the two clouds that cover the eyes. This is an expression quoted from the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh talks about that a person has two eyes, and there are two clouds that cover these eyes. Those two clouds are referred to as Esav and Yishmael sometimes, who were each in charge of 35 nations. Lahavdil, just like the Kiddush we said, is 35 words and 35 words, and it's the tikkun of the ayin, the 70. We know that in the Sitrachra there's also a 70. There are 70 nations which are led by these two leaders, Esav and Yishmael, who are referred to as these clouds that cover the eyes. They try to block a person from seeing what he's supposed to see. Shehem bechinas orlo demechafi albris, albris kadisha. They are also referred to at like the foreskin that covers the bris, that has to be cut away and removed. Shehem shtei klipois. These are two klipois. By the orla, there are two klipois. Shemachnien oison al yedei krisus ha'orla upriya. And we subdue those two klipois by the two procedures that are done at a bris milah. There are two very, very important critical procedures. One is the chituch, the cutting, the removing of the foreskin. The second is the priya, the taking of a certain part of the skin there and folding it over to reveal the atorah, to reveal the crown of the bris. Ki krisos ha'orla, because the cutting away of the orla, hu bechinas krisos v'hachnuas horayin, shehu ra legamri, that represents cutting away and eliminating the ra'ayin, which is something that's totally bad. Shezeo bechinas mila. That's the first step of the bris mila, which is usually called mila. Bechinas mal oirois shenizgalan al yidei zeh. And the Zohar HaKadosh and the Arizal tell us that when that mila is done, it reveals 70 lights. The word mila is mal yud kei. 70 lights that come from yud kei. Kimal begematria, bechinas mal, exactly, bechinas mal is going to say, kimal begematria ayin, because mal is begematria 70. Hainu shezoichen lebechinas toiv ayin, meaning that by removing the ra ayin, by cutting away that klipa, we are zoichet to the opposite of it, which is toiv ayin. Shehu bechinas tikkun abris, shetolui bo in ayin. This is associated with tikkun abris, which is most connected to purity of the eyes. K'may shekosev, as the pasuk says, v'lo sasuru acharei levavchem v'acharei einechem asher atem zoynim achreim. You have to be careful not to follow your hearts, the apikursis in your hearts, and don't follow your eyes, which you stray after, referring to pigam abris specifically. And then what does it say right afterwards? Leman tizkeru. So that you should be zeicha to zikora in dikdusha. The zikora in dikdusha is dependent on that v'achrei einechem, that tikkun ho'einayim. Valyidei krisus orla, therefore by cutting away the orla, shubchinas ra legamri, which is something that's all bad, bechinas ra'ayin, ayidei ze zeichen lebechinas toivayin. Through that, we're zeichet to the category of toivayin, shu bechinas mila, bechinas tikkun abris, bechinas yosef. That's all on the good side. That's step one of the bris mila. V'acharkach tzrichin lefroya. Then we have to do the second step. In the olden days, usually they had two different people. Today we're used to, because there are so few people that are qualified, that know how to do a bris, it's very rare that you find a father who's even willing to do just the chituch alone. That's a chiddush, which some, you know, 1 in 1,000 or maybe 1 in 10,000 fathers, you know, knows how to do it and is willing, has the stomach to be able to do it. Usually it's the moil that does the whole thing. But in the olden days, if you look in Sforim, including Rabbeinu Zal Sforim, we find that the two-step procedure, they usually gave it to two different people. They were mechabed, one, and all the big rabbonim, not all, many of the big rabbonim, knew how to do both. Rav Nelson Zal writes on a few different occasions that he went to a bris mila and they were mechabed him with the chituch. And at this bris mila, they were mechabed him with the priya. You know, each one, you know, in different places. So the second step is this priya. Upriya zebechinas birur hamedame. The priya represents fixing up the medame, sorting out the good from the bad within the medame. Shekoirin ho'or hadak shechoif alabris, whereby we tear the very thin membrane that's covering the bris, and we fold it over. Shehu bechinas koyach hamedame. I'm sorry. Shechoif alabris umechasoy. So this thin membrane, which is hovering over the bris and covering it, shehu bechinas koyach hamedame hachoife albasayim. This corresponds to the yetzahara, the sitrachra, the koyach hamedame, which covers over the pupil of the eye, which blocks a person's vision from him being able to see what he's supposed to see in this world. Shehu bechinas atora de bris. The basayin, the pupil of the eye, corresponds to the crown of the aver, of the bris mila. Utzrichin likroya uleshaper ho'or hazeh, and we're required to tear that membrane, which means breaking it, uledchoisoi mina bris kadisha, and to separate it, to move it apart from the bris, from the holy bris, Kidei shetizgale ho'atora, so that the crown will be revealed, al yedei hachnoas hamedame, by our subduing and weakening the medame, shehu bechinas oyer hapriya, which is that membrane, that skin that's dealt with in the priya. Ve'ikar ha'hoylodo digdusha lizkois leben zohar digdusha bechinas zikoroin, hual yedei shemevarin hatipo mishtei klipoi sanal. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, the main ability to give birth with holiness, to be zeichet to a male child who is holy, which corresponds to Zikoroin, is by a person purifying the droplet from these two klipois, cleansing the droplet from the two klipois, Mira Ayin or Mikoyach HaMedame. Shehem Bechinas Tipas Esav v'Yishmoel. These two, the Ra'ayin and the Medame, correspond to Esav and Yishmoel. Shehem Train Anonin Demechas Nalainin. They are referred to in the Zohar HaKadosh as the two clouds that cover the eyes. Shehem Shtei HaKlipoisanal. That's these two major klipois. We said these are the leaders of the 70 nations. There's a whole, this is written about in many of the Hasidic Sforim. They have pages and pages about this. This is one of the reasons why Hashem made the Bris Bein Habsorim with Avram Avinu. If you recall, at one point Hashem made a covenant with Avram Avinu where he had him take a few different things and cut them in half and put one half on the right, one half on the left, and Avram Avinu had to pass between them. And this was a covenant, a bris between Hashem and Avram Avinu. And the Mefarshim bring also, this is the concept where we have Shabbos, the Arabs have Friday, Yishmoel celebrates Friday, and the other guys celebrate Sunday. We're in the middle. These 35 nations are to the right, and these 35 to the left. These are Ra'ayin, these are Koyach HaMedame. And with the Shabbos, we're Machnia all of them. We're Machnia them completely. The Alkain in the Bnei Socher and other Sforim, there's really incredible, beautiful things about this. The Alkain, Avraham, Yotza Mimenu Yishmoel, Yitzchok, Yotza Mimenu Esav. Now we can understand why from Avram Avinu came forth a Yishmoel, from Yitzchak Avinu came forth an Esav. Yaakov hoiso mitoso shlema. Whereas Yaakov Avinu, his bed was complete. He had no bad stuff. No evil children. Ki ad Yaakov nizbarer hazikoroin degdusha bebiror achar biror. Because up until Yaakov, the zikoroin had to go through one refinement and then another refinement. Ki Avram Avinu Olav Hasholom Hischil Legaloi Selekusa Boilam. Avram Avinu was the first one who started broadcasting Hashem to the world, publicizing that there's Hashem in the world. Shehu Bechinas Zikoroin Anal. That's this, remember, Avram Avinu went screaming to the world, you guys are all nuts, you forgot where you came from. You forgot that you come from upstairs and you're going upstairs. This is a transient place. Shoyo Megale, Avram Avinu revealed and broadcasted Velimeid Lebnei Olam, and he taught the people in the world Sheyashlichu Achrei Gavomes Kol HaTayves Olam HaZavavolov, that they should reject, they should get rid of, throw away all of their materialistic desires and all their nonsense. VeYizkeru Heitev Bachrisam, and they should remember their goal, their objective, their future. V'yedapku machshavtam b'almadosi, and they should attach their brains, their thoughts, to the future, to the world to come. U'machmashuhu hayo harishon shehischil hamshich legalos hazikaron b'olam, because of the fact that Avraham Avinu was the first one who started really introducing this zikaron d'kedusha into the world. Now, as the other, there was Mesu Shelach, there were Noyach, there were Tzadikim before him, but they were generally Tzadikim in pelts. They kept their religiousness to themselves. Avram Avinu was the first one who went public big time, who really went big broadcasting Hashem. Alkein Huchruch Levarer HaZikorin. That's why Avram Avinu had to refine the Zikorin. He had to clean it up. He had to separate the good from the bad. Bechinas ben Zohar, the Zikoroin, which we said is synonymous with ben Zohar, the male child, bebiror achar biror. He had to go through one refinement and then a second refinement, al yedei bno Yitzchok, uben bno Yaakov, through his son Yitzchok Avinu and his grandson Yaakov Avinu. Shenizbararu mishtei klipoisanal. They were refined and separated, was extracted and removed the two klipois, Shem Esav v'Yishmoel, Shem Trein Anan in the Mechasna Leinen, שהם בחינס רע עין וכוח המדמה, שהם פויג מנס העינן. They damage the eyes. They damage the vision. שעידי זה נפגם הזיכורין, which is what damages this ability to remember and focus on what you're supposed to focus on. ועל כן, and therefore, יעקב, שנסברר לגמרי משתי הקליפויס הנ"ל, יעקב אבינו, who came after both refinements were completed already, got rid of Yishmael, got rid of Esav, al kein zocho achar kach shoyis amitoso shlema. Therefore, he was zocho that from him came all pure children. Umachma sheh ovois simshichu hazikoroin boilom kanal, and because of the fact that the ovois, Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, brought this zikoroin digdusha into the world, Alkein zochu lezikoroin. That's why they are zoche to be remembered. Venishar zichrom kayam ledoirei doirois. And they are remembered for generations and generations. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, look at the wording. Look at the wording in the Pasuk. Vizocharti esbrisi Yaakov, viaf esbrisi Yitzchok, viaf esbrisi Yaakov. I will remember my bond, my covenant with Yaakov, Yitzchok, and Avram. Rav Nosson says, Vezocharti daiko. Look at the word. Ki heim gilu hazikoroin boyom. Because they were the ones who really revealed and broadcasted this remembering of Kiddusha into the world. Liat bekam ashafta b'almadosi. To get human beings to remember who we are and what we're here for. Al kein zochu shenishar zichrom ledoirei doirois. Therefore, they were zeche, that their memory is remembered, you know, for generations to generations. Shezeu bechinas ben zochor, shezeuchin aydei azikorin. That's the concept of a male child, which a person is zeche to through zikorin digdusha, as we said. Ki haben zochor hu gam kein zikorin, because a male child is also a remembrance. Ki ayidei bonov nishar zichroi ledoirei doireis. Because through a person's sons, his memory continues for generations. We mentioned, through daughters, person has a daughter, she gets married, and her name is Goldstein, or something else, some other name, right? She no longer retains the name of that daddy's name. But the son is the one who carries on the name. So that's the ben zochor is the zikoroin. וזהו בחינס והידעתם לבונך ולבני בונך. And this is why the Torah emphasis when it comes to teaching Torah, teach it to your son and your grandson. כי כל אחד ואחד לפי בחינוסי צורך לברר הטיפו משתי הקליפוי סנאו, מרעיין ומכוח המדמה, מאיסב ישמואל. Because each and every one of us has to do what Avram Avinu did. Each and every single Jew has to go through these two refinements. This refinement to get to the Zikora in Digdusha, to get to the Ben Zohar, by defeating the Klipa of Esav and Yishmael, the Ra'ayin and the Medame. Ki Ov Ube Valkein Ikra Habirur Al Yedei Ben Hu Ben Aben. And therefore, the main way that a person is zoche to accomplish this is when he's zoche to have a son and then to have a grandson. Ki av uben uben aben heim bechinas Avraham Yitzchok veYaakov. Because every single Jewish father, son, and grandson are bechinas Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov. She'al yodom ikur birur hazikoroi mishtei klipos hanal kanal. And we mentioned earlier that it's through Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov that we were zocher to make this birur from these two klipois of Esav and Yishmael. So every single Jewish family, grandfather, father, and son, are involved in making this birur, in defeating these two klipois, the Esav and Yishmael, the Ra'ayin and the Medame. V'alkein tzorech ho'ov le'troyach lilmoy toiro im b'noi u'ben b'noi. This is why a father has to bend every effort to study Torah, or to make sure to pay tuition, to hire a teacher, so that his son and grandson are studying Torah, kedei lohidia lohem ha-Torah, in order to enlighten them with the Torah, shehi bechinas zikoroin. The Torah is zikoroin. The Torah is remembering Hashem. That's what it's all about. Kedei levararom meira'ayin u'mikoyach ha-medame, in order to purify his children and grandchildren from this Ra'ayin and Koyach HaMedameh. Ki olov mutov hadovor levarer bnoyu ben bnoy mishteh klipos now. Because it's on the grandfather, it's on him, it's on the man. He's the one who has the obligation to purify from his son and grandson these two klipos of Esav and Yishmael. Ulahachnis bohem hazikorin digdusha, and to inject into them this zikorin digdusha, shehu bechinas hoidoas haTorah, which is synonymous with the knowledge of Torah. V'zehu shenamar shom bepasuk hazeh, and this is why, look what the pasuk says over there. Rak hi shomer lecha ushmoer nafshecha moed. Watch yourself and watch your soul very carefully. That you should not forget the things that your eyes witnessed. And you should not allow them to be removed from your heart throughout your entire life. And you should pass it on to your son and grandson. Rav Nosson Zal says, look how this pasuk fits so beautifully now, where it starts off saying, remember, don't forget. Remember, don't forget, and then pass it on to your son and to your grandson. Ki ikar hahoido livnoi uleben bnoi hurak bishvil lishmoir es hazikoroin heitev. Because the main reason for passing the Torah on to your son and grandson is so that the Torah will not be forgotten. That's what it's all about. To guard this zikora in lebal yishkoch, it should not be forgotten. As it says in the beginning of the pasuk, pentishkach es advorim es sharo anecha. We don't want you to forget what your eyes saw. What your eyes saw. Look what the pasuk focuses on. Asheru einecha daiko. Shelo tipo leshikcha chas v'shalom. You should not fall into shikcha shehu pegam hoinayim, which is a defectiveness of the eyes. At sheyochoy leshkoyach chas advar mesheru beino, which can make a person forget what he saw with his own eyes. We saw Hashem on Har Sinai. We saw Hashem at Kriyas Yamsuf. V'alkein his hira haTorah lishmor atzma mizeh, and this is why the Torah warns us to watch ourselves, to guard ourselves from this. From what? Lishmor atzma mishikcha. To be careful, to watch out from forgetting shehu misas halev, which is synonymous with a dead heart. Rabbi Nizal quotes a pasuk over there we mentioned earlier: nishkachti kames milev. I was forgotten. Like a dead person, chas v'shalom, is forgotten from the heart. So shikcha is referred to as misas halev. It's like the heart dies. When a person isn't thinking about his tachlis, about oilam, then his heart is dead. Spirit, we have the term brain dead, and we have heart dead. Bechinas upen yosuru milevavcha kol yemei chayecha, as the pasuk says there, be careful not to forget the Torah, not to forget what you saw with your own eyes, and don't allow it to be removed from your heart. Look how the pasuk focuses in on every detail that Rabbeinu Zal mentions over there in Likutei Moran. Every single piece is covered. Kol yemei chayecha, throughout your entire life. But rather, what should you do? Rak lehishtadel lizkois lezikoroin, but rather put in every effort you can to be zeichet, to remember, liad bekam ashafta bi'almadosi, to attach your brain to olam haba, shaydei ze zeichen leben zohar, that's how a person is zeichet to zikoroin, to a male child, and laben uleben aben, to a son and to a grandson. Bechinas, as the pasuk says right afterwards, that if you'll be careful not to forget the Torah, then you know what'll happen? Voidatum levanecho lebnei menecho. You will pass it on to your son and your grandson. Vezeu sham Rabbi Senezal. This is why the Gemara says, kol shehu talmud chacham, ubnoi talmud chacham, uben bnoi talmud chacham, shuv ein haTorah poisekes mizarei loylam. Any family where a person is a talmud chacham, and his son is a Talmud Chacham, and his grandson is a Talmud Chacham, the Torah will not leave that family ever. The Torah will continue to be passed down from generation to generation. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Lo yomushu mipicha, umipi zaracha, umipi zera zaracha, ad oilam. That the Torah will not leave you, your children, your grandchildren, forever, ad oilam. Ki keshehu Talmud Chacham, Ubnoyu ben benoy Talmud Chacham, because when a person is a Talmud Chacham and his son and grandson are Talmud Chachamim, Zehu Iker Kiyum HaTorah. That's the real establishment and fulfillment of the Torah. Shehu Bechinas Zikoroin. The Torah is all about remembering. Remembering Hashem. Thinking about Hashem. Thinking about Olam Haba. Ki Iker Birur HaZikoroin Al Yidei Ben Uben HaBen Kanal. Because the main purifying of the Zikoroin is through the son and the grandson, as we showed, as we proved earlier. And once this person was zoche to zikorim b'shleimus by studying Torah and making sure that his son and grandson are studying Torah, shuv ein haTorah nishkachas mizaroi loylam. The Torah will not leave his descendants ever. Kikvar zoche lezikorim b'shleimus, because the person has already been zoche to a certain level of completion of zikorim. V'zehu shepirshu atois v'shom. And this is also why Tosfos over there in the Gemara adds, "V'hu sheroyin zezeh," on condition that they see each other. Grandpa and daddy and grandchild have to see each other. Ki ikar hazikoroin tolui betikin hoinayim. Because Rabbeinu Zal tells us over there in Likut Imran that the zikoroin is dependent on the eyes, on seeing. V'alkein kishezoiche lirois be'enov. Bnoi uben bnoi Talmud Chacham, and therefore, when a person is zeicher to see with his eyes his son and his grandson studying Torah, Talmud Chachamim, shezeo bechinas tikun azikoron b'shleimus, that represents a certain completion of the zikoron, bechinas ulazikoron b'nei necha, azai nitzol mishikha, then the person is protected from shikha, from forgetting. V'shuv ein haTorah poisekes mizaroi loilam, and then the Torah will no longer be forgotten from his descendants for generations, for all future generations. We mentioned that this week we have two important yahrzeits, and we dedicate the shiur today and tomorrow and on Thursday that we're going to have a mitzvah shem to these yahrzeits, mitzvah shem. The mother Rochel bas Rabbi Yitzchok Elio, the mother of Ira Berkowitz, and also the father-in-law of Yehuda Wurzel. Chorin Mavrocha, Schusim Megalim, Al-Koyisro, Amen.